Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Follow P21, what's cracking, everybody? 903, where I'm coming from, which is live out of Tampa, Florida. A welcome to Monday Night in the City. Happy Black History Month. We should promote African American culture a little bit more, but I think it's up to us to do that. And so tonight we are going to make sure we do it well. Civil rights and its impact on Black history. We're going to tell a few stories, a little bit of his history, and a couple components. I have a gentleman that I have been following probably since I was young. The gentleman that I actually grew to admire over time because he was a pioneer. He was the first major grocery owner in the U.S. I mean, when I mean major grocery owner, I mean big business groceries. I'm going to share more about this individual as we proceed throughout the show. And others who are going to be joining me live all the way from Charlotte, as well as our friend coming out of Plant City tonight, the co-host of this ship. I'm going to introduce some of their favorite African-Americans who may not be all that known. You know, the person that I will be sharing more of, I think may be known by some, but definitely not known by all. So tonight we may be introducing some people to you and just reminding some about others. The person that I'm speaking about tonight was born back in 1942 out of East Baltimore. And Baltimore has always been, I think, an interesting city, to say the least. But this gentleman, you know, was strongly influenced by his family. His parents, his grandparents, uncles, aunts, always encouraged him to be the best that he could possibly be. And his grandmother would teach him the importance of saving, even cutting, and peeling scraps from the bottom of people's trash cans in order to, you know, salvage and protect your savings. So, folks, we're just going to kind of share some Black culture as we work to educate you tonight. And it's going to get probably a little interesting. Nevertheless, we're open for dialogue. It's civil rights and the impact on Black history tonight, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. On the other side, we are going to welcome Madam CeeLo Boston out of Charlotte and Hot Chocolate live out of Plant City. We'll be right back. Keep on Radio Live. 906.
Jesus. Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it, standing in the station. Way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way. say when we all wake up?
Oh, I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my left.
Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
Trying to figure out what I'ma do. Thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
TM Holland Radio Live. Black History Month, everybody. It's Monday, February 4th. Tonight, we are introducing to some and reminding others about the great works of several pioneers, specifically African Americans, we want to celebrate. You know, beyond that, tonight we're talking about civil rights and the impact on Black history overall. We've gone from the slave trade to million-dollar deals. Has things changed for the Black folk? You know, some think so, but has it really? Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, Kakalaka, give it up, Adam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do, everybody? What's up, Tim? What's up, family?
What's up, girl?
What's cracking? So good. All the way live. We haven't been graced in quite some time, but we always glad to have a live from Orlando, Florida tonight. Give it up, Clay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome.
What's good? What's good?
What's
good?
How you been?
Good. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what up,
ready? Monday, right after Super Bowl. I think everybody is
how about those
a little amped.
How about those Ravens? How about those Ravens?
Yes, the Ravens was amazing. And the halftime show, too.
Hey, I mean, Beyonce shut it down. Beyonce, she shut it down to turn the lights out.
Okay.
She was, there is no word to describe that lady. The lady was like, amazing.
In the zone.
No doubt.
Definitely in the zone.
Jay-Z, definitely a proud husband.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine what happened after that show.
Exactly.
Fireworks all over again. Fireworks.
Okay.
Exactly.
Crazy in love.
No doubt. Hey, thanks for joining us, folks, tonight. Folks are checking in all over the place early. I think the title has people's attention tonight. Civil rights and its impact on Black history. Civil rights. When we think of civil rights, Clay, what comes to mind?
You know, speaking of civil rights, I saw a wonderful thing on TV today, how they had the they was acknowledging, I think Rosa Parks turned 100 years old today, if I'm not mistaken. They had a little cute little stamp up there. I was like, go, Rosa, go. And they was just saying how she, how this lady is, I love Rosa Parks. They were just saying how she's such an awesome, you know, lady, and how she definitely left a legacy and how she did a lot of great things. I was just thinking about that when you said that. I was like, that's awesome because she did do a lot of great things, like her, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Madam C.J. Walker. I appreciate her. Cause ain't she the one with the high comb?
Yes, ma'am.
With the high comb.
Yeah,
I love that. That's my boo right there. I appreciate that lady. Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate
that's why
that
I changed my name.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a businesswoman.
Yes. So, yeah.
No, absolutely. I think when I think of civil rights, I mean, clearly I think of Dr. Martin Luther King. You mentioned Rosa Parks and the likes. You know, but I think of the actual Civil Rights Act that was actually passed, I think, back in 1964, which pretty much supposedly it was to, you know, eliminate or, I guess, decrease, we'll say, discrimination in America against, you know, race and a whole bunch of other things were actually written into the bill, along with even sex. You can't discriminate. But did things really change? Dr. King had a dream. But beyond Dr. King's dream, I think the fact that we have an African-American president says that we have come a long way. Yes, things
absolutely
have changed. But have things changed or has things just the form of those things has changed?
Yeah, the form.
Somewhat shifted.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's shifted. I think it's the form of it has changed because our resources have changed and the population has changed, you know. And so even though we've come a long way, the thing is that we're not even within 100 years of this. You see what I'm saying? So we still have a lot of ways to go. I can only imagine how we'll feel when we're in our 60s and 70s and say, wow, you know, X, Y, and Z happened. You know, I'm glad to still be around to see, you know, that there is, like, say there was no prejudice at all regarding skin color or your the demographics of your childhood did not matter, you know, when it came to your character, you know? So, I think we have a lot, a long way to go, but we definitely have made, I mean, tremendous strides compared to what was expected. I think things moved along a lot faster. And then, like, I always like to keep in mind and remind people that a lot of the people who were able to keep things, I guess, under wraps, those people are dying off. You see scandals popping up left and right and things falling apart. And we're gaining ground, but only because, again, the shift is taking place. You know, so we'll see in another 20 years. We have so much more to go.
Yeah.
No, we do. Again, just think about the fact that prior to 1964, think about the fact that a law had just been passed that condemned the fact that it was known racism in America. So people got together in 64. So prior to that, it was just open, blatant, and acceptable. But even let's go back before civil rights, the document or the act and Congress and law and legislation. Let's go back to the Civil War.
Right. Which changed a lot of things. And really, they had no choice. They had no choice.
And,
it was more about money. And people look at it, you know, I love Abraham Lincoln like the next person. Very interesting man. However, it was more about the money. It had nothing to do with his, he had a genuine concern for people across the board. But when it came to the politics of it, his hand was forced. The people that he had in place are the ones who, you know, fought these battles and so forth and so on. And he was forced to make certain choices. And in his eyes, based off of, and again, this is from my own research and things that I've learned over the years, it was more of a lesser of two evils. You know, I'm quite sure there might be people out there who don't agree, but, you know, hey, won't be the
well,
first.
I'll say this, and this is what I know just by study. I mean, Abraham Lincoln, you know, for the most part, was self-educated. You know, I know that he actually became a lawyer, you know, and, you know, represented, I don't know whether it was Congress at that time, I think more so like the House of Representatives, you know. But, you know, what he really became known for was trying to preserve, not even trying, he preserved the Union overall while ending slavery and promoting economic and financial, you know, I think probably like, I want to say a revolution, but it was more so probably like modernization than revolution, or some may see it as a revolution, but I don't think he changed a whole lot, so it wasn't necessarily a revolution. If you're just joining us tonight, you know, you're really joining an intellectual conversation early in the game. Of course, it's Black History Month. We're talking about the Civil War right now. Tonight's topic, civil rights and impact on Black history. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to share information about some African-American pioneers that you may not be familiar with. You are on TM Holler Radio Live. We'll be back in a little bit.
You represent for bad women all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kind of feeling like you stole they shine. So I better come weed it, and I better come fleet it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you telling me I better come get it. But I'm the man for the G.O. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you, we a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. Why you stand?
Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch how I put it down.
Put it down like I only know you can do it. And I'ma hit every single one of your spots. There really ain't no need to walk me through it. But you can talk me through it when I'm asking if it's mine. Cause I'ma be your motivation, just trying to see if you can break my fucking spine. I'm so attracted to the way you carry yourself and keep your composure. You a lady in the street, but behind closed doors, you a fucking soldier. A brother would never know, that's how you like it, huh? But that booty pack a mean punch and I'ma spike it, huh? While you say. You're incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelical, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body is gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lose! Why you saying?
Sitting in the front row and watch people fall.
represent. Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch how I put it down.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and it is Monday, and we are talking about civil rights and its impact on Black history. And if you're just joining us, you missed some good parts, so you have to run back the podcast, but you're joining in at a beautiful time. And TM, Clay Licious, and the wonderful other listeners out there, we see you out there. And
no doubt. Before we go any further, we want to welcome all the way live from Itty Bitty Clint City, right up the street from Orlando. It's a hot chocolate.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Almost in a whisper, almost in a whisper, but hot chocolate is here. Hello, everyone.
Hey, hot chocolate.
Good.
Hey, CeeLo.
We're going to hold you down tonight. We're going to hold you down tonight. Clay Licious, thanks for rocking with us. Again, we did kind of put a conversation on pause. That was a good one, going all the way back. Now, a lot of people really don't know their history. And in fact, a lot of people don't even like history. But I find history very interesting, for you really can't go into your future effectively not knowing where you came from, because it's going to cause you to want to go all the way back anyway. Probably a little too late in the game. So let's just pause and reflect on our history. Slavery is real. The effects of slavery still impact us today. Is there anybody that disagrees with the fact that slavery does still impact us today?
Not at all.
Yeah, no. Of course it does.
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing, like I was saying before, you're seeing it. I mean, a lot of the collapses that took place, yes, they, you know, are money generated, of course, you know. But on the inner side of it, anything that was built in,
let's not make broad statements, right? Let's be very specific and very deliberate in our statements tonight. And so we want to do a lot in a short period of time. So, hot chocolate. Why do you feel that slavery still impacts us today?
Well, coming from, I'll say, kind of a personal standpoint of relocating from, we'll say, almost still Confederate Virginia to still almost Confederate Florida, where they still fly the Confederate flag over part of, you know, Highway 75.
Mm-hmm.
it's a little disheartening when you see very qualified, almost highly overqualified African-American men and women passed up for very prevalent jobs in this area, only because you have other partially qualified people who are of a different race than them, and living in working in Polk County, it's kind of giving me a very broad overview of the quote unquote good old boys network, and it sucks. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're right though. You're definitely right, because it's, I mean, I can say, for this is Madam, I can say from a standpoint of being a minority in the workplace most of the time.
Right.
You know, I definitely got to see the good old boy network at its finest.
At its best almost, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I have even been in the instance of being deemed that, you know, the angry black woman. You know.
Okay, Kizzy, give it to him, Kizzy.
Okay.
This is your opportunity.
You know, because, you know, you can't back somebody up into a wall and think they're not going to come out swinging. But,
right,
I mean, but a lot of times, you know, the male-dominant, the male-dominated, and especially Caucasian male-dominated industries, they not only pass up black men, they definitely give women, period, a hard run. You have to be 5 times better than any man. And damn if you call a white one out.
Oh, wow.
Before we go
too far down the bunny trail here, right? I want to bring it back to the Confederate piece, just the term Confederate. And many, you know, are somewhat in tune with Confederate, but for those who may not be, you know, let's just pause and really just look at the root of where that comes from and what that really means and what that represents. Because, you know, when you see the Confederate flag, typically what that is flying to represent is the fact that those who were a part of the Confederate states, and what do we mean? You know, we're talking about states that actually were slave trade states and states mm-hmm. that were a part of the slave trade. And these were people who were fighting. They went to war to keep slavery alive.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the Union being the northern states, which was a part of the United States, defeated the idea under President Lincoln's leadership. And so there are people today, you know, in those states of South Carolina and Mississippi and here in the great sunshiny state of Florida, in Alabama, Georgia, and Louisiana, and Texas, Virginia, you know, Arkansas, Tennessee, Carolina, you know, they held slaves too, but, you know, they declared, you know, their succession, you know, early in the game and joined, you know, the United States. You know, they were smart about it. But you have those deep southern states that still think that the South was right.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, and so what was the impact of civil rights on black history? You know, it was profound in the effect that, one, they went to war. You know, they went to war to say that, you know, black folk were not property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but understand this. Even though there was law passed and the war was done, you best believe everybody who was shackled was not free.
Right. Well,
again.
You know, the thing is that what people don't know, and this is where, you know, you really need to educate yourself, people, is that, you know, the first Civil Rights Act did not occur in the 1960s, though. It occurred in the 1800s.
That's correct.
I mean, and then even before that, there were things that were put into place that, you know, to move up to the Civil Rights Act. I mean, you know, you have to look at, there was a point where, you know, even though there was a Civil Rights Act, Negroes weren't part of that. They weren't human. At that time.
Well, I'll put this out there. The actual Confederate States of America, that government was set up between 1861 and 1865.
Correct.
Where it was a real-like agency or a business operator. That was those states, you know, that I mentioned. Again, you know, South Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, you know, with the assistance of those other ones.
Right, and I mean, and that's why our states are the way that they are. You know, that's why the territorial borders of each state are the way that they are. You know, it stemmed from, you know, from slavery, from, you know, the difference between the Confederacy and then, you know, the Union. But a lot of people don't even know that. They think that's just, you know, I guess a pretty way to look at the United States, you know.
I think for me is that I've had the opportunity to be on both sides of it because my grandfather, I'm from Tennessee. I'm from Nutbush, Tennessee. It'll be the old town by Big as Your Hand. And so their mind frame is still kind of like in slavery. Like my grandfather, my father's father, he is white. My grandmother, my dad's mother is Cherokee and black.
Mm-hmm.
And so during their time frame, when they were together, they had a very, very hard time because, oh, my God, no black person is forbidden to be with a white guy and vice versa. So
right,
they
right.
dealt with a lot of So it's funny because I'm brown skinned, but like, and I'm my daddy's color. But my daddy's two of his sisters is my grandfather's color. So like, if we're together, sometimes people are kind of, if I say, hey, mom or auntie, they're looking at me like, are you serious? Like, no way. They just kind of correlate like, no way. You got to be some kin to the brown person, not to this person. So when I was down there in September, it's just so funny because, you know, Tennessee is real country. It's real country. It's like their own little bitty world because their mind frames are still kind of like slavery. And
yeah,
so they own tractors. They're still doing the cotton fields. So I was like, oh, my God. I was like, honey, look at this. They are still doing the concert, so I'm turning into a comedy routine, but it's funny, but on the sad side, it was hilarious. I'm like, this dude just like driving in the middle of the street with a tractor. Who does that? Picking cotton.
Right.
It's funny,
okay.
But on the flip side of it, it's kind of sad because that's all that they know because even one of my uncles and I had a conversation. He used to always say, I just don't like white people. I'm like, uncle, how can you say that you don't like white people and we have white? My grandfather is white. He's an old age different. So it's just funny how people, when you're ignorant, you just don't know. Your mind frame just think like, I'm going to still be slavery because you just don't know. So you walking around picking cotton still like, we in the 1800s. I'm going to need you to get your job, please.
why do you think that that effects of slavery still exist today?
Again, I believe it's because ignorosity. When you don't know or when you've been accustomed to something, it's just like, for instance, somebody say, you know what, you're ignorant. You're stupid. You ain't never amount to nothing. If a person keeps telling you that so many times, that's what's going to get in your subconscious mind. So you're going to start acting out if you're not a strong individual that believes, like, you know what, I am somebody. Just because I'm black or just because I'm a Puerto Rico or whoever, I can make it or whatever. If you don't conform yourself or if you don't have enough unction on the inside you to educate yourself, then it's easy for you to keep thinking like, you know what, I am a slave. So I'm gonna keep doing what I did when I'm gonna think mass and numbers around the core. I'm gonna still think we're in the Underground Railroad. I think that when you don't educate yourself and when you don't broaden your horizons and when you don't get, because like for instance, my one uncle, I talked to him, this dude, they've been living in the same house. I'm 33 years old. He way older than me. They live in the exact same house they were living in before I was born. They're doing the exact same things that they were doing, and all they keep doing is just keep building onto it. I mean, the land is built. They own all the land, and then it's like they're in their own little community because that's just all that they know, that because they have not taken out the time to educate themselves. So to them, people think down south like, oh, they're wealthy. But you're wealthy compared to the next person because the next person ain't got nothing to do. He got two cotton fields, and you don't got nothing. Now you only got a cornfield. Oh, no. So it's just that they have a you just
you
got to
educate.
This is all about ignorosity. I was like, I'm gone. I'll see y'all later. Y'all be blessed. I'm out.
Hey. I mean,
okay.
That's
right.
On that note, let's take a pause because folks out in Tennessee need a friend. If you need a friend, we'll be right back. I'm already alive.
A friend.
Don't be afraid to call my name.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
No
we
doubt.
Are back. It's a hot chocolate, almost in a whisper. Have to apologize. I think I had too much fun over the weekend. Hip hop informer TM Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston, and our special guest, Claylicious. Tonight we're discussing civil rights and its impact still today.
Yeah.
No doubt. We will not have you to strain your voice anymore on that one. It's 9:42 here on the East
Sorry,
Coast.
Guys.
6:42 on the West Coast, folks. The impact overall, I think civil rights, the concept, the dream, the efforts have moved us. Well, I'm going to say it did move us, but I think there's a generation now that's setting us back so far that we about to be in a place that was pre-Civil Rights Act. crazy.
Now, let me strain just a little bit more before I rest, and I did want to go back to that Confederate flag topic, as far as the flag that continuously flies over part of I-75 here in Florida. I happened to move here at a time where there was a debate going on about that Confederate flag, and if I remember correctly, they did remove it at some point because of the controversy that it was bringing about in, you know, the African American as well as other communities of other races and ethnicities as well. But the sad part about it is that it was deemed that the flag being removed was a violation of some part of the Constitution, and they put the Confederate flag back. And it is still flying today in 2013.
What happened was, I think the flag was removed by someone unauthorized. It's sitting on private property. And so I don't live too far from where that Confederate flag is actually flying. I know exactly what you're talking about because it used to bother me a lot every time
it still bothers me.
Rode past the flag. But what I found out ultimately is that it's sitting on private property. Although the flag pretty much covers the entire interstate when you're flying over.
It's enormous. It's huge.
It's on private property. So the owner of the property said that he was not going to remove the Confederate flag. And ultimately that's why it's still flying in a public eye view each and every day here in Florida.
It's so sad. So sad.
Yeah.
To me, it's kind of a slap in the face to me. But you know, if it's on private property, what do you do?
But it is freedom of speech, though. It is freedom of speech and freedom of expression. And there are some people. The reality is, and this conversation, I hope, isn't upsetting people. You know, just the perspective that we've shared thus far. And make sure you go back and get the full conversation, so you don't just get bits and pieces. But I mean, it's really to just like stimulate conversation and perspective. There are people that still believe today that slavery should exist still today.
Absolutely.
And just because they don't have a bumper sticker that says slave master doesn't mean that they still don't have those concepts in their head. I mean, and I think about the flip side of this as well. We don't think about the fact that there are still people who live through slavery amongst us every day.
Every day.
There are people that have lashes on their back. You know, they've never taken their clothes off publicly because there are marks of slavery that they don't even want to try to remember today.
Yeah.
We don't think about that reality.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, as we come into the month of February and focus on history, let's go into the depths of it.
Well, the point that I was attempting to make was the fact that whereas, yes, the Confederate flag may offend a lot of people, Caucasian, but whatever. But the thing is, it still represents people's heritage. You know, so you can't take that away either. Because even though it did at one point represent something negative, it still represents other people's heritage, regardless of what their race is.
Right.
So it's like, it's kind of, you got to take the good with the bad on that one, because where it may be something that it may bring up ill feelings, but it's what you do with it. And it's what we're doing with it right now is, whereas we may not agree with it, but you have to respect the facts, you know, and
Absolutely.
Then also enlighten yourself, educate, you know, and so forth. Each one teach one.
Right.
You know,
each one teach one.
And I think on the flip side as well, too, I'm always about a flip side of person, because I think, like, for instance, I can freely talk about it because I have family, like my great-great-grandmother, my grandfather, they all went through slavery, so they told me all the stories, so I know. know the thing. My great-great-grandmother, she passed away when she was 99 years old. She lived through that. She experienced it. She got the bruises on her. So when Terrence was talking about, you know, the bruises, so, I mean, I saw them. But one thing I appreciate about her, she always taught us that, you know what, things are going to happen to you in life. And what I got from her is that even though I may have gone through what I went through, at the end of the day, how I turn out, it has nothing to do with the next person. It's on me. And I remember before my great-grandmother died, she always taught us valuable lessons about everything. And I appreciate her for that because she could have been that person who, because she got beat down in slavery, she lost her mother. I mean, her father, they literally saw her father. She saw her father get lynched right in front of their home.
Oh,
but at
wow.
the end of the day, you know, so she experienced life, the same thing as with my grandmother. They saw their father get lynched as well, too. But they always taught us, you know what? Listen, we can't control other people. We got these rules on us, but at the end of the day, you got to keep on doing what you know what you got to do for yourself. That's why I said I think it's a flip side to everything. I think that sometimes, especially as minority people, we get so caught up on, oh, I was beat or, oh, I was jumped on. And you never want to negate the, I'm not saying that you shouldn't reminisce on things that happened. But I think that sometimes you got to learn how to have it's a setback. And I'm a firm believer that a setback is a setup for a comeback. So how long are you going to just keep, oh, my God, woe is me, I got beat down. I might have not gotten beat down through slavery because I wasn't born then, but I've had other things that has beat me down as well, too. And how I get up and how I dust myself off and keep going is I determine my own success, or I determine how far I can to go in life. So it's funny that when I was laughing at my cousins them and my uncles them for doing kind, I appreciate those people, though, because even though in their mind frame this is what they know, but they never, ever, ever say, woe is me, or we got jumped on, and Master and them did this. All they say is, you know what? And in their society down there, they're considered as the wealthiest people because, again, they got cotton fields, they got all this stuff. So they're making their own way prosperous based on the information that they know. And so I think that sometimes we got to learn how to, it's okay, ain't no big deal. It was slavery. I got to keep on moving on. No big deal. I got to dust myself off. Master beat me down 25 years, 1,000 years ago. But how long am I going to keep letting it stop me and say, oh, well, I can't get this job, or I can't be successful, or I can't start my own business because this man over here, he's a Puerto Rico and I'm a minority. They don't have none. I mean, and prejudicity, that's my own word. I make it up. Prejudicity, that is, it still exists. But at the end of the day, I control my own destiny. I control my own outlook by how I believe. Because until you renew your mind, people going to make you feel like you're a slave until Jesus come back and get you. You got to renew your own mind. I'm done preaching for the day. That's it.
No, right. It's all good. You know what? I mean, let's do this. Let's pause for the calls. And you know what? Let's just clip it all together. Here's a new music feature. If you don't like explicit music, you know, this, you may want to go to the bathroom. Just come back and join us. We're about to end.
Yeah, take
but,
a break.
new music right here out of Tampa, Florida. This little Keith is called Rally Up. We'll be right back.
TM Hot Radio.
with a bunch of gorillas. We act up the dumb way, racked out the dumb way, rocking shows the dumb way. We really bought that dumb way. Prick you like a pencil, murk you, erase you. Gotta keep that hammer, toolbox and nail you. Bad down to his home, about to cop me a zone. Plug card on my phone, kush my cologne. Rally up, we on. Rally up, we on.
Keep Hammer Radio Live. Civil Rights and Impact on Black History. Low Key Rally Up, live out of Tampa tonight. It is 9:53. Got a few minutes left in the show. Our special guest tonight, hanging out live out of Orlando, Claylicious.
Yay.
Hot Topic Click City, CeeLo Boston, Madam Boston. Out of Charlotte, was cracking.
Did she say AKA Kizzy?
Yes.
Kizzy. No, no,
yes.
Kizzy.
Yes.
AKA Kizzy.
Okay.
Hey, last minute comments, feedback, points.
I just want to touch on what Claylicious was saying as far as us having to have a mentality where we're not going to dwell in the past and let that keep us down from the goals that we have and reaching those goals. And that is a very good point. Also, just be aware of what you could potentially be facing in that, but definitely do not let that stop you. Please, please, please don't let that stop you.
No yeah. doubt. Hey, the person that I wanted to actually put out, the pioneer, tonight is Reginald F. Lewis. Reginald F. Lewis, again, was one of the biggest grocery franchise owners in the United States, the first one to do it on a mainstream, on a global level. And he died of cancer back in the 80s. But his wife, Lydia, still runs Beatrice Foods today. Just one we want to highlight as a pioneer in business. He's an entrepreneur in the United States. So if you all wanted to share, go for it.
Well, this is Madam Kizzy. I just want to tell everybody, definitely get a chance to just take the time out to educate yourself. If you get a chance, check out the chronological history of the Negro in America. It is a book that was published back in 1969. And I'm trying to tell you, it's packed full of information. But, outside of that, whatever you do, do it well, be good to each other, and check you on the next ride.
Mine was just also going to piggyback off of what CeeLo says. Just definitely do your research, people. Know where you came from, or there's no way possible that you're going to know where you're going.
Exactly. And I piggyback off what she said. At the end of the day, y'all know I'm all about laughing. Ain't no big deal. Whatever you go through, just laugh about it. Have a good day. It's no big deal because you being mad at somebody because of their color. We can't change who we are. We can change who we are. We can't change our color. So if you want, I thought I was going to marry me a different color man, but my husband, he the color of smoke. It's okay. That's my baby. I love the pink. Ain't no big deal. So that's my baby. If I want him to be white, I bleach him. If I want to be a Puerto Rico, I give him some beans or something. It's no big deal. Jesus is still Lord. Just enjoy life and let's have a good time. Let's love each other.
Oh,
yeah, that's all I got to say.
Hey, we are bringing this to you for the rest of the month, every Monday.
Yes.
Check us out Wednesday, 9 p.m. We actually have a special guest that's going to come and share her experience in a domestic violence situation. She wants to promote teen pregnancy with us. So definitely check us out Wednesday at 9 p.m. Right back here. Hey, not bleach him. Not bleach
him. She can make him whatever she wants him to be.
Bleach him for Jesus, no big deal.
Terrible news.
I love y'all.
Terrible news.
Hey, no doubt. We pick y'all back here Wednesday, 9 p.m. Thanks, everybody.
All right, love y'all. Have a good night.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. I know it's been a bit much to me when I'm here. You're there. Emotions everywhere. Tiptoeing on the shadows. Between us makes it harder than ever before. But these moments are to treasure. So whenever we are close, we can't expect to make the most of what it is we share. Let's take it there without a care. Cause that's what we do. That's just what we do, baby. Baby, like a king.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.